Hero Blob 9, Wrath of the Tuna Queen, Part 3. The vicious Mechana Blob, at the behest of his master, Dr. Von Wimpo, has just made Hero Blob look like a vicious fiend of a pig-headed male chauvinist.
Even more of one than he actually is. And now, Tuna Head, Blob's enticing fish-headed paramour, is crying alone, thinking that her man has rejected her. To find out what happens next, let's follow Mechana Blob as he alights from the city bus and walks into the dangerous, brown-colored Von Blimpo laboratories.
So, here it go?
Just as planned, sire.
Oh, excellent. Then my revenge is finally coming to fruition.
Yes, I've done your dirty deed. Now you've got to give me normal arms and a face. Make me a normal human again, not this mechanical monster.
What? Not in a million years. Look how great a weapon you are. The perfect soldier for me to use to turn the world into my own black and white paradise.
But you said...
Well, I lied. I'm a supervillain. It's what I do.
I...
Now, just come with me back to the lab so we can begin work on my newest plan to remake the world in my image. Mechana Blob. Come here now!
No, I won't obey your evil will anymore. If I have to remain ugly and horrifyingly powerful, I'll use it for myself, for good, and not evil.
Come here now, or I will detonate the bomb which is in your bells.
That would not be in your best interest, I think. Think about it. If you destroy me, you'll never have a chance to convince me to help you. You'll never complete your plan for black and whiteification.
Ugh! Oh, darn you! Come with me now!
I'm not your toy! Get away from me!
Ugh, you fool! You fool! I will never stop coming after you! I will find you at your weakest and I will transform you into my slave! It's only a matter of time before I change you! It's only a matter of time before you're mine!
No, I won't let that happen! Shut up! Shut up! You won't get me! I won't let you! It's time to get rid of you forever!
No! What are you doing? Stop! Stop spinning me around at breakneck speeds! No!
Mechana Blob lets go at just the right moment, sending the villainous scientist flying through his skylight and out of the atmosphere to the moon!
Ah! Defeated by my own creation! How ironic!
Oh, wide world of wonder, here I come. I'm free of my evil past, and now I'm going to do all the good I can.
Whoa, what a weird looking guy that just ran by. I hate freaks like that.
Oh, hello, Blob. Where are you headed in such a hurry?
Whoa, Mr. Redhead! Weren't you just a disembodied head? I remember tearing your head off in the radio play Blob 6, Secret of the Blob Tonight.
Yeah, well, I've got a new body now. You got a problem with that?
Not really, but get out of my way. I'm on my way to my greatest love, Tuna Head, to deliver this ring.
Wow, Blob, that's an impressive ring. I know I warned you about girls, but I really don't see how things cannot work out with a ring like that. I've never seen something so beautiful.
Yep, I flew to the moon to get a special moon metal. Then flew to the sun to heat it up and forge it. There's nothing like it in the whole universe.
Well, that's pretty cool. But I found something even cooler.
No way. There ain't nothing cooler than my new ring.
Oh, I think it's cooler, Blob. You may remember this colorful rock called Rainbow Blob Tonight.
Rainbow Blob Tonight? Oh, no. Rainbow Blob Tonight is a colorful rock from my home planet of Blobton. It has a strange effect on me, causing me to demonstrate my true inner feelings in an abstract manner by singing an irritating song. I had hoped I would never encounter it in the wild.
Now dance, Blob.
I love to know. Just so you know, that inner emotion from that song was directed toward Tuna Head.
Sure, Blob. I know what I saw in your eyes.
Yeah, well, if I ever see your eyes or your ugly face again, I'll smash your head in. Now get out of here. I gotta propose to my girlfriend. And I'm only letting you go because I'm feeling generous, because I'm really happy because I'm marrying Tuna Head. So get on out of here. Huh. I'm just so happy. Nothing in the world could be better than this. I wonder what our babies will look like. I wonder how you make babies. I know. Maybe I'll ask Satan for a baby for Christmas. Oh, here comes Tuna Head. Tuna Head! Just the person I wanted to see.
Why would you want to see me? I don't have anything to say to you.
Well, that was harsh.
Yeah, well, you know what else is harsh? A $300 bottle of champagne that you drank yourself without sharing. And you know what else? A $400 pair of Prada shoes ruined by your chunky feet. That's what's harsh, bub.
Okay. I don't really know what you're talking about, but...
You know darn well what I'm talking about. I hate you, Blob, and I never want to see you again.
But I want you to marry me.
I would never marry you, not in a million years. Not if all the world's problems could be solved. Not if it would assure world peace. Not even if you were the last freakish water-transforming jerk in the world. I hate you. Goodbye.
Why? Why did she reject me? What did I do? Is she stupid? I won't be needed this stupid ring anymore.
He tosses the ring away with such might that it flies through the air. Meanwhile, on the other side of town.
And so, my boy, that's why I've worked all these years. Tomorrow I get to retire, and then it'll be smooth sailing for us. I know it's been tough being an orphan, precious Jim, and I know I haven't always been there for you, but I know everything will be A-okay. Grandpa ain't never gonna leave you alone again.
Suddenly, the ring falls from the sky, smashing into Grandpa's head. Grandpa falls to the floor and convulses a bit, then after three unsuccessful tries, finally gets up on his arm.
Grandpa, no!
Precious Jim, I'm so sorry. I thought I could be with you forever. Help you grow up big and strong, but I've been struck down.
No, don't die on me, Grandpa. If you die, the tiny child-eating time fairies will get me. I hear them in my sleep. Batang! Batang! I know they're after me.
There, there, precious Jim. I've tried to hide this from you all your life, but now it's time for you to know. Those aren't time fairies. They're tiny time-traveling versions of yourself from the future. They only say Patang because they love you.
But Grandpa, no!
Stay strong, precious Jim. Stay strong.
No! Who would do this? Who would throw such an enormous ring? Grandpa, I'll find your killer someday, and I'll do something terrible to him. I'll make him pay. I'll make him pay. Grandpa! You will be avenged!
Meanwhile, Tuna Head languishes, saddened at what she has done, but seeing no other option in her horrible, heartbroken condition.
Oh, why? He seemed like such a nice guy, but he turned out worse than all the others. Oh.
Hey, what's wrong? You're Tuna Head, aren't you? My name's Samuels. Maybe I can help.
Oh, it's just that horrible Blob.
Blob? I thought you were going out with him. What happened?
Oh, he's just so unfeeling and terrible. He did all sorts of nasty things to me. Then he made fun of my face.
Oh, that Blob, what a jerk. I really, truly think he is insane. But all men aren't like that. Some men can see past what's on the surface. You need to find a man who can see your beautiful, lovely soul, and who can appreciate the wonderful, shining beauty of your fish-like head. You need to find someone who can truly appreciate you, truly comprehend you, truly... love you. Someone like...
Like who?
Like me. Oh, Tuna Head.
Oh, Officer Samuels.
I loved you from the second I saw you, but then that horrible Blob stole you away before I had the chance to ask you out. Tuna Head, let's never leave each other's arms.
Yes, Officer Samuels. Let's stay with each other as long as we both shall live. Oh, I love you.
And I you. Now let's see just how long you can hold your breath, fish girl. Meanwhile, across town, a cat cries as it is stuck in a tree.
It feels so wonderful to be working for good in the world. I don't even really mind that I look like an evil freak. I'm so happy. Oh, dear, a kitty stuck up in a tree. Don't worry, kitty, I'll save you. There, kitty. That wasn't so bad, was it? There, hey. Do you mind if I pet you?
No.
Good kitty.
No.
Well, no. Kitty, no. I crushed you with my horrible mechanical strength. Don't die. Oh, why this stupid robot arms, stupid Von Blimper, stupid Blob! Ah!
At the same time, Blob walks into the same city block.
Can't go on. What's the point when I can't have my tuna head? What am I living for?
Having problems, Blob?
Yeah, Mr. Narrator. My girlfriend...
That's Mr. Nary. I'm Mr. Narrator.
Okay. Yeah, Nary the Narrator. My girlfriend dumped me for no reason, and now I don't know what my purpose in life is.
And so Blob faced his most terrifying challenge yet, a battle within himself to understand the purpose of his life. What will he do? What is his purpose?
You know, you're not actually being helpful in any way. Stop asking questions and just tell me what my purpose is. Tell me what I live for.
Blob, you know what you live for. It's the same thing that you've always lived for.
Eternal fame?
No, Blob. You know better than that.
To save people from bad guys?
That's part of it. Go on.
For lucrative licensing deals that market my image to children on lunchboxes and action figures?
No, Blob, no. You live for an ideal, the beautiful thing you always fight for.
I don't know. Oh, wait, that's it. All this love crap made me forget my true purpose.
And what might that be?
That is justice.
And so Blob finally remembered his true purpose in life, seeking justice. The end.
No, it's not.
The end.
No, the plot hasn't finished.
All right, fine. Have it your way. Go on. Finish the radio play. But you'll be sorry. I've seen the rest of the script. No Academy Award for you.
Okay. Well, I'll just go on seeking justice and... Ah! It's that mechanical freak again. And now he killed a cat.
No, Blob, it was all a mistake.
Shut the heck up, you rotten monster. Put the kitty down.
Blob kicks the cat's corpse out of Mechaniblob's head. Blob assumes a fighting pose.
I'm sick and tired of freaks like you running around the city messing things up. Your order's up. An extra crispy justice sandwich. With extra bacon. And lots of salad. And don't forget the mayonnaise.
Okay, Blob. I didn't want to fight you. I didn't want to be mean. But you're really starting to get on my nerves. Let's see how you can deal with my Mechanimissile!
A missile fires from his nose, flying to Blob and exploding!
Your mean missile can't hurt me, but I'll take that nose, thank you very much.
Blob rips off McKenna Blob's nose, placing it on his own face.
I've been needing a new nose. Now, how can I defeat him? Logically, since robots are made of electricity, if I turn into any liquid, he'll die! Blob liquidized! Liquid form, water! Blob solidized. Well, that was easy. I guess this robot was just a big hunk of tin stupid.
Suddenly, McKenna Blob gets up and takes Blob by the throat.
It's not gonna be that easy! I'm waterproof! I'm also lava proof, acid proof, and basically all liquid proof!
It was at that point that I became a bit worried. If no liquids could affect him, what good were my powers? It was then that I remembered the story of the Greek god Cronus. See, a long time ago, when I was hanging out in Atlantis, Plato's robotic ghost visited me in a dream and told me all about how Cronus ate all his children so they wouldn't take over his kingdom. And then he moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, and lived happily ever after. So I figured, if a god can do it, why can't I?
I just remembered my other power. Logically, since I can turn into any amount of water, I can grow to any size.
Oh, crap.
Blob growth power activate!
Blob grows giant, then looms high above McKenna Blob.
No, Blob, no! I give up! I surrender!
It's too late for that, evil villain. The only thing you'll be giving up is your life.
I'm sorry, I really am. Don't pick me up like that. Don't hold me by your mouth. I'll never harm anyone again.
You're sure as heck right. You won't harm anyone if you're in my belly.
No!
Blob miniaturize. Well, I'm normal size again. I guess I'll continue wandering, seeking justice.
At that moment, Officer Samuels and Tuna Head sit in each other's arms on their park bench, unaware the Blob happens to be walking their way.
Well, I never thought it would happen. I never thought I would find true happiness, but here it is, in a beautiful tuna-shaped package. You know, just before I met you, I was really depressed. I was put in charge of defending downtown along with Blob, but he never came to work. The crime rate went up, and the mayor fired me. But that's all behind me now. I found hope for the future in your glistening blue eyes.
And I was so near to killing myself, or someone else. Blob just made me so angry.
I know. But that's all behind us now. So we won't have any problems with Blob ever again. Now it's just us.
Here while Blob walks into the park, hiding behind a twee as he sees the two.
Oh, there she is. There's Tuna Head. My heart still leaps for joy at the sight of her in spite of everything. But who's that with her? Officer Samuels. They're dancing and kissing. I know what's going on. Samuels has stolen Tuna Head from me. She loves him more than me because he stole her heart. And if he stole her from me, doesn't that make him a villain?
A villain.
But then I've got to destroy him, don't I? Everything will be all right then, and Tuna Head will return to me. But I can't kill Officer Samuels. He's my best friend and a fellow officer of the law. Oh, my right hand, can you do this? Can you really destroy your best friend? Oh, my spirit of justice, stop telling me to do this. I know he's been evil, but he's stolen from me and worse, broken my very heart. But can't I just forgive him?
Forgive him?
No. Justice can't take vengeance by itself. That's what I'm here for. That's what Neri told me. That's my purpose, justice. Now, my spirit, are you happy? Right hand, prepare to take revenge.
Oh, that was amazing. But I really need to go to the bathroom. Wait for me, my love.
Don't take too long, my dear.
Don't worry, Samuels. We fish types are very quick to pee.
Ah, what a life. Everything's finally working out okay. I've got enough money in the bank to live on until I get another job. Then once things have settled down a bit more and I have a solid income, I'll ask Tuna Head to marry me. Life truly is sweet.
Time to pay the piper, you thieving villain!
Bob, what? Get off me.
Whoa, you got the police skills. You flipped me over your shoulder.
Blob, why? Why are you doing this?
You stole Tuna Head away from me, and you broke my heart.
So you're trying to kill me? Jealous much?
This ain't jealousy. It's justice. Now prepare to die, evil villain.
A titanic struggle ensues. The two lovers of Tuna Head fighting across the parks, smashing each other into the ground and grappling wildly, one with the strength of mad justice, the other with the strength of love.
Now I've got you, Blob. Liquid eyes, liquid form.
No, Blob, don't! I beg of you!
Liquid form, sulfuric acid. Blob, solid eyes.
All that is left of Samuels is a skeleton. Exhausted, Blob drops it on the bench.
The deed is done.
Blob, what are you doing here? No.
He slipped on the floor, and I think he might have hit his head.
In a timely bit of luck, Lucy, the paramedic lady from the streets of Havana, walks by, carrying her characteristic doctor's bag.
I'm Lucy, the paramedic lady from the streets of Havana. I hear that someone's been hurt.
Yeah, this police officer guy fell down. Is he okay?
Oh boy, caramba. Let me listen to his heart rate. Okay, now breathe in deep and out. Well, I can make the diagnosis.
He's fine, right?
Not really. He's dead. He seems to have had all his skin, muscle, and internal organs burnt off by acid. Specifically, a superhero in acid form. Well, my work here is done. See you later. Ay, ay, ay.
You killed him, didn't you, Blob? Tell me the truth. Did you or did you not kill Officer Samuels?
Okay, fine. I did kill him. He was a bad guy and he stole you from me. He stole your heart away from me, thus breaking my heart. Justice had to be done.
Blob, you're insane. He didn't steal my heart. I gave it to him. But now you've broken my heart, you wet oaf.
But now that he's gone, you can go out with me.
You killed my boyfriend. And you think I would ever go out with you? You're so stupid, I hate you.
But if you go out with me now, our lives can be perfect. Here, take this piece of rainbow blob tonight from its lead-lined pouch so you can hear this song I wrote.
Whoa, 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 I didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. I didn't mean to kill your boyfriend, baby. I didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Whoa, didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend, baby. Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Didn't mean to kill him, yeah. Blah 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 blah. I didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. I didn't mean to kill your boyfriend, baby. Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Oh, didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. I didn't mean to kill him, baby. I didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. So why don't you go out with me? Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Oh, didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. So now go out with me. Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend. Didn't mean to kill your boyfriend, baby. Why don't you go out with me? Oh.
That's ridiculous. I hate you. My life can never be perfect now. Not now that the love of my life is dead. I don't even want to live anymore. Kill me, Blob. Kill me!
I can't just kill an innocent girl. That would make me a bad guy.
Listen to me. I want you to kill me.
No, lady. You're just an innocent bystander. I can't kill you.
Fine. Then I'll become something else. I'll become a bad guy. Give me that bone, my love.
He takes one of the skeleton's bones, considering it for a moment, then rushes madly at Blob, brandishing the bone like a knife.
Die, Blob!
No, don't! I don't want to hurt you! Ow.
Well, it's a little too late for that now, Blob. I'm a bad guy now, and I'm gonna kill you.
Why are you making me do this?
You've got to do it, Blob. You said yourself, you fight for justice. Justice is my death. Do it, Blob. Do it now.
Fine, fine. You're right. You're evil now. Blob, liquidize, liquid form, tuna paste.
And what would make for the most impressive stop-motion sequence ever made if this were a movie and not a radio show, Blob disintegrates into a liquidy tuna paste, flooding the area and overtaking Tuna Head, who then drowns, slowly sinking into the paste, choking. Her last words pour into the pasty mess of a hero.
Thank you.
Blob, solid eyes.
Blob walks on, slowly carrying Tuna Head's corpse. He lays the corpse next to Samuel's skeleton, then kneels in between, head drooping down.
Once again, the day is saved by Blob.
Day end!
Flying through the sky, under the sea, open up the
Blob.
Blob. Hero Blob, Wrath of the Tuna Queen, Part 3, has been a production of the Hero Blob Group. All the events portrayed therein are true, and all names have not been changed to protect the innocent. Voice talent for this unique dramatization has been provided by Nicholas Nadeau, Melissa Cha, and Shadal Luchin. I thank you.
Change into any liquid, baby. Change into any liquid.